Okay, so we are on page Kufei Ches, which is Shar Shlishi, Mimer Das Tzitzrochov, Perik Ches.
I think I'm in the wrong place. That's
what it's about.
Okay. Al Rav Avinu Al Rav Shalom Yidul Anu Ben Sholosh Hikar Shal Ben Sholosh Hikar is Barney.
Yeah, okay.
We know that Avraham Avinu reached his recognition of a Kadosh Baruch Hu at the age of three. Ketzad Higia LaKarazu. How did it happen?
Then the Gemara says,
okay.
The Gemara needs to introduce
this whole. So he brings the Medrash. Amar Rav Abba, he hates our Dharma, the listing, Shafuf, Shayosh, and Prashas Drach. Yitzhar is like a bandit who has a weakness, and he would sit by the crossroads, the split of the road. So the big, scary guy who's lame, come on the over. How are we? How may that my dolof? He would sit there. Every come by, he would say, "Come here, give me everything that you have," and they would go. I'll give it to him. Arba b'keich echad. One smart guy came by. Brosh ein boi techelis ligzoloi klum. He has no power to do anything with him because he can't move. So he just stay without the guy's reach. The guy can scream, yell, and rant and rave, but he can't do anything to you. So his skull lakasas. So he continued. So that allowed him. Lakasas usually means to cut him, to break it, cut it down, break it down. So I'm not sure it means he actually destroyed the listing, or he just was able to sort of like go around him. Okay. There were generations where the Yitzhahara basically destroyed the whole generation. He realizes that he has no real power over him. He destroyed him. Find the space in your own risk.
I'm good.
How did Ram come to his recognition? Horace has a machitza. He broke through the sky blocking the way. Behikras Burai. Laris a machitza. Bila Lakase says a yitzer. Yapshalakir lahakir. The Kori came by removing the impediments. Kihain. As Zeh, Lumazel, so the conversion made it the concept of Zeh Lumazel, Tumah Mulkadusha, Kloj, Mamida, Shemachabor, and the Tumah, he must hear a Chatzetz of Bnei Akadusha. Okay, now, Zot the Avalisher, 1 second. Balomanik or Kabri Zeh, Shebe Darvis, Kedarlim, Listim Shofa. When you have this listen, you say can't help us anything. It just sits and does nothing. You know, we live in a world of 8 billion people, and probably 8 billion minus a few people are under his power. So he seems to be a pretty powerful guy. This weakling of a listen. Really? So what does it mean? Yeah, because who kayak tohaimi. It's an endless power, seemingly. I'll sickly, but it's illogical. So a person approaches it with a rational, intelligent thought. He can push it. It disappears. In that sense, it's shafuf. It's weak. Okay. So the more the seichel is developed, you can then use that koyach to break through limitations. No simira to stop doing ra. Avadim Yocheda see Avarenu. It's quite a specific Avadim which we need to work out. Yisrael go b'surin ra. L'bas es chayenu al yidiyah sara. V'aslita b'menu b'chol tzuru esop. Found our approach to life on this commitment to stay away from all forms of ra. Shilton Yetzer, allowing the Yetzer to have power, to be in charge. So he's saying an interesting point. He sees that you can't say, I'll start working on the Asei Toiv. The Asei Toiv will falter if you haven't removed the Tuma, which is going to block the impact that the Asei Toiv should have on your being. But more than that, he says, okay, so I'll work on the Surmi Ra. The more you're working on Surmi Ra, and it's a true commitment, like going beyond what you know and doing it, that itself will be more than a time of kedusha into your being. So it generates a chiyus and excitement in your avoda because you removed the tumor which is there. And he says it doesn't have to be a final result. It happens multiple times along the way. And that's what he said in the paragraph before, that we all can obviously recognize him when, and he says, I don't know how it works, but whenever a person had an atiya for Ra, and he really put himself to it and overcame it, he will find a siyata d'shmaya of an opening of understanding or doing which he didn't have before. Says it's Baruch Manusa.
Mark says when someone refrains from Los Angeles, it's like a Mrs. Hassan.
Kids Carl can it says that. Right? But Morris, it's only it's Mike's about the Yoda. Right? The person doesn't need an Atinus. He doesn't know which is needed Atinus. He doesn't need a scar. He doesn't know anything. There's food in front of him and he wanted to eat and he controlled himself and didn't eat. So then he gets scars if that's if he did a mitzvah because he actively chose not to eat. As opposed to, not even have a choice, just not thinking about it. So there was an active bechira taking place. So there the Gemara says in the context of reward, they give him a scar curse in mitzvah. Well, what he's saying over here would be maybe the part of the logic behind that is, but reward in the world of Rukhti is not a different study. Rambam says multiple times it's minei ubei from what that. So minei ubei, it's going to give you a kedusha and open up worlds for you. Now. There are times where we're tempted with with something improper. We overcome it, and so you finally break through and you open the door and you see a brick wall right in front of you again. The Yetzer comes back, with full force, and he tempts you again. So he's saying, whatever reason why that happens, we're talking about. A person gets to the point where he really has overcome, at least in this area, he's overcome to this extent, right? But Russia might test him multiple times in that area to see what he's done. But if he really holds on and accomplishes that, gets to the last door, there's this beautiful field in front of him. But how many times does it happen to get there? That's our question. I once heard from a chaver of mine that Rashi says Yisroel capital your test before Matan Torah. About Toyim Shemar Tishmu B'Kali Shemar Temes B'Yisi B'Yisli Skulam B'Kolamim Kili Kolor. Rashi says, what's the word about Toyim?
You gotta jump in.
So Rashi says that if you're Mekabel right now, Yerav Lechem Mikan Labo to teach you Shekolos Kolos Koshos. So he pointed out in the Rashi says what Joey said. He says, so how long is Das Chol? So Rashi says, in Tekabo Lechem, if you're truly committed, then no matter what challenge you're going to have, you're going to overcome it. Yerav Lechem Mikan Labo, it'll become sweet. So how long does Das Chol last? As long as you're not sure that you really want to do it. As long as you're wavering back and forth, it'll be Das Chol. It can be your whole life. And Taka feels horrible. It's really hard. But once you get to the point that to Kabbal Aleichem, you're really, really committed, you're of Lechem Mikalabon, it'll become easier. However, there are people which the Rosham decided that they're lot in this world to have these yardens. Right. That you're not going to change. That's a separate issue. Some of the nisyanos which come with the challenge of, that every person has, with the challenge of avarice, etc., that you have a way to overcome that. There are certain individuals, like certain individuals where it was next to them, they're going to be poor their whole life. So I'm a Kabul, I don't mind poverty, some hell tomorrow, I'll find $1 million and become rich. No, not after. Not only $1 million, I'll become rich, but anyway, find, $50 million and become rich. No, love Dafka. This person's lot in life with depression, lots of people, and be challenged with poverty, and bring whatever thing I'm supposed to accomplish. But assuming that it's not the scenario, he's saying that the process of overcoming, truly overcoming, adds an orb. So now, I want to point out that there's a potential mistake over here. In our mind, we know the Ramban says that Losa's Eids are connected to Yira and Losa's Eids are connected to Ava. So this sounds like this is the void of Yira, the void of refraining and controlling. Right? All those good words about which are Yira words. Love Dafka. It's the void that can be rooted in the world of Ava. We spoke about this one time that what is Yira's Chait? You understand the Chait is Chesorin. So if I have a person that I have a wonderful relationship with, and I really enjoy the relationship tremendously, I don't want the relationship to be diminished in any way. That's Chesorin. So what's motivating me to be careful and watch the details of the relationship is a desire to remain connected. That's an expression of desire, of Ava. It doesn't have to be found rooted in a void of Yira. And a void of Ava can get you to this point as well. Okay. We spoke about how there were ways to overcome the different types of, and we contrasted the positive uses of those the Yisodis and the negative uses of the Yisodis, etc. Lekeinu, the guy be Shilton Hayetzer Vadimin. However, when it comes to Shilton Hayetzer Vadimin, you're not turning him into good. Okay. Shomein Tikkun Masim. There's no other way to overcome it. Rak Aronus. Ernus Tommy Timidis, always being awake and guard, Ubikaris Atmis Khalifa, and be willing to challenge yourself and check yourself. That which I had a decision I'm about to make, is it an honest decision, not a decision? What's motivating me? You have to be willing to challenge yourself. We can overcome the issue of being fanciful and not being rooted in reality by learning Torah, which is very much dealing with reality, and it'll make you more rooted in reality. So dimin we can overcome. But Hare Shilton a Yetzer and an Yitzhakam if they had Tamil Chacham, the power of the Yetzer doesn't get thrown off by Tamil Chacham. Arab Laskipa Pisim Lashila to Khapim when he's not ready and to be Machshalim. He doesn't mind. Adarav, he enjoys. The Gemara says he enjoys, prefers being matched with Minchah more than anybody else. It's always a good sign. If you have one of the Yetzer, it must be your Tamachach. Or you don't understand what it means to be a Tamachach. Yeah, how bad they get the Yetzer. Okay, so here you see his point. We're starting with the Oyeve Hashem, hate Ra, because how can you not hate something which you know the value of what you have? You know someone is attempting to try to destroy it. You don't like it. That's a natural response. So we need to find ways to not allow the Ra which is there to overcome us. Someone comes to the whole, higher levels of holiness and awareness, and I found God. No. The basic foundation of Avodah is making Gedorim for yourself, making ways to control yourself. And that will allow us to come closer to Hashem. Arama Hirsch Mishnah is the footnote. Kosov Kikishikayim on the Mitzah Kavroy, Kagan will you start to be more? Kabanim Kabanis Arlem, the Shumponim, El Yasu saw the Shmo, Mehava, and he's all about the Kayalam above. Rama says the Bereshit gave us so many opportunities to do mitzvahs because hopefully one time in our life we will do one of them fully motivated lishma with no other in any way, shape, or form underlying motivation, which is for something else other than to serve Hashem. Which means that the void of a Kodesh Baruch Hu requires that all the rash should be removed. That's what he's taking out of this. Vaf, mayim aysim tovim asher murabem shem etzraim mashu. Im ki bevare in a Kodesh Baruch Hu mechbechs chachobeyu, the rush is going to reward you. Avu ben alamabo lunia adam meglom. You're not going to be ben alamabo by using actions which are lacking in this lishmoilim. That's the Rama says it on that, yeah.
Oh, is that
Mishnah? Oh, it's going to the Mishnah.
The Mishnah is a Makos?
Yeah.
I thought it was just a Pirkei Avos.
It's actually not a Pirkei Avos. It was taken from Makos and applied to Pirkei Avos. So Rama there says, that's the pshat. The Rosham gave me so many opportunities to do mitzvahs, that hopefully one of them, in our one time in our life, will get right. But you know, you only have one option what to do, maybe be a little bit harder. If I have so many different options, something will click eventually. Ula Dvarim Eilim, it's back in the text. Ula Dvarim Eilim, it's also Yaveshim Atzum. They sound like pretty dry and pretty depressing. But that you know, just make sure you don't, you know, you control yourself, don't do ra. It's not about, you know, singing for the night by Tishim, you know, chopping on the tables. It's like, you know, it's Sumi Ra. It sounds pretty bullshitic, you know. Hello. So that's wrong. Bemis and Yira Michait Ella Bitu Lachaim Hanimi Shoife Oimek Visalus. True Yira from Chait is an expression of an inner desire of growth to the point that you don't want Ra because you're Yori from Ra because you're worried about the damage it will do. So obviously that's built on that you appreciate what it's damaging. And there it goes, Mishle Dalit, Hachzik Musar Al Taref, hold on to Musar, do not let go. Nitzra, watch it, Yishamer it, Kihu Chayecha, because it's your life. Kima Shalom Chai, Kadei Lishmer Mashal Shavar Ad Hena, Osimina. The Russia gives you more life, that you should learn more self, more control, and break the meanest rows and overcome them. Can't start some of these classes, you have to constantly work on yourself. If he loyes chazik lomer lo chaim, and if he doesn't, so why should he live it? What are you living for? Okay. One long little piece of here. Okay, one of the mice. Here to me is the das that's made of levakers. We have to really be willing to sort of challenge ourselves and check ourselves and sift through what we're doing. And you know, and be honest, you know, not gloss over, but honest, you know, see where are there are elements in which we're doing something for the wrong intentions, wrong reasons, or we're not doing it right, etc. The heart is the warm of Mazikim, Lano, we believe the heart is head to Lano. We have to recognize that which is bad for you and not be more ahead. Welcome to Suya Lano Filo, in a place where we believe we will not be able to overcome. So the answer is Lola Lechis. Don't go there. With friends which could cause us to weaken our resolve, the answer is discover, don't spend time with them. Getting involved in things which we do things which we know we don't want to do. Don't get involved in them. That takes a lot of work. We have to honestly be honest, you know. Whenever I hang with these guys, I get in the, you know, saying things I don't want to say, or looking at things I don't want to look at, or doing things I don't want to do. So don't hang with the guys. You know, so that's an obviously an expression of the era. Okay. Okay. Next track really is it starts off as a continuation of the point that we're saying right now, but let's not start that. So Yiras Chet, if anything, is an expression of a simcha and an excitement and a commitment and a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and for his Torah mitzvahs. That's what Yiras Chet is, Bevusasa. The question might be, just when you present it to somebody, what do you focus, what's in the presentation? Do you focus on the year from the Chet part or the Ava part? You know, it's so wonderful we close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Obviously, you know, we like it very much. Beautiful, yeah, etc. So you know, obviously, we don't want to do anything which would anyway be detrimental to that. No, of course not. Good. So I'm focusing on the Ava part, or you know, you can focus on the year part. You know, you have to be very careful. There's something very valuable here. You have to respect it. And if you don't respect it, something might happen to it. You have to be very careful. So I'm focusing on the year part. So both ways are valid ways. Whatever works more for most for the person. What she's got to do. But the yisoid is we should end up with the same result. That so now, this is not an avodah for people with low self-esteem. This avodah is looking in, being very careful, like, you know, what we're doing wrong, make sure we don't do it. So the person with low self-esteem, he says, wow, I'm really wrong. I'm such a failure. You know what? I give up. I'm so depressed. I can't do anything. He goes to sleep and wakes up 2 months later. So he gets a hard one. So that's a point which he says in multiple places. Right? The Yisrael of Mutzer is to create an honesty. When you look in the mirror, you see what you look like in the mirror, not worse than you look, not better than you look. So if you look in the mirror, you know, and the mirror is distorting it, that you look, you know, rosy and wonderful, even though you're not, not very helpful. Look in the mirror and you look like, you know, sad and depressed and worn out, and think that you're a 60-pound weakling, that you can't do anything. Like, you look like, you look so thin. Like, you know, a person like that has no power. Right? So then, right to what you accomplish. It's a distortion of reality. The reality is that you have both sides. You have a lot of good, you have a lot of accomplishments, you have a lot of things that you can do. In this area, you become deficient. So now take that power that you have and address it. It says, the sign of all Musa is that there's no Rabbit which can't become a Tukkah. you can overcome everything. He says, without that, you can't learn Musa. Because it's just depressing. So you just rather not look in the mirror. If I believe I can't change, why would I want to look in any mirror other than the mirror which distorts and says they look wonderful? So the aside of that comment is that the person with low self-esteem is convinced that they're stuck. And they'll bring you 100 rides. Yeah, because you know, I did this now, and I did it 3 months ago, and 17 months ago, and 4 years ago, and he has it all memorized. All the things that he did good, he forgot. The things that he did wrong, those he remembers. So, Mela, you know, I mean, it's very depressing with low self-esteem. You get the motivation deeper, you know, to start and try is very difficult. Then, if there's anything which doesn't work out, you know, he says, yeah, you see, I'm a failure. You know, I couldn't do it. So, that's very dangerous, you know. So, focusing on things which we're doing wrong in a person, so his focus has to be seeing how much he is connecting, how much he is accomplishing, how much he does love, right? And reinforcing that enough times, so the person says, I really have a good side to me. But then you can focus on the other side as well.